It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. It is Dr. Holly, and thank you so much for being here and so much for listening to Mindful Medicine. It's just my attempt to help wake you up, use your own mind, and have you really take back control over your health. And I've got somebody here to help me this segment. I can't wait. Her name is Lynn Abonbon. She holds an MBA from the University of Southern California. She is a passionate advocate for healthy, toxin-free food. And what we're going to get into, and I love this, she's also the author of many books, but Why Americans Are Fat and Sick. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Dr. Holly. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So why did you write Why Americans Are Fat and Sick?
Well, it's really the story of my life. What I started doing was that I did food research, and after many emails to my friends and relatives of what not to eat, I decided, well, I should be writing a book so that I can let the whole world know about it. And the most important thing was that 10 years ago, my youngest sister and my two young cousins had cancer in their 30s. Wow. And at the time, my health was declining as well, and I was a lot younger.
So, I love this because writing a book is a great platform because it's certainly a great way to get good information out there. And the fact that you took information that you were collecting for yourself and your family and decided to share it with the rest of the world. Well, talk to me about the food industry, though, and tell me what you think the food industry isn't sharing with Americans about the food, especially the food that we might pick up in the supermarket.
Well, there's a lot of things that they don't share with Americans for a lot of reasons. Some of them are disclosed on the labels, others they're just untold. And it's all about making mass productions and profits. And our food supply today is not as high quality as what our grandparents used to have back then, where chicken would run around the farms and they cut them off when they're ready to slaughter. The vegetables were not genetically modified. So a lot of things that they put in the food today, our grandparents did not have 30 years ago.
That's right.
And I truly believe that a lot of food toxins have caused serious illnesses and diseases in Americans today.
Absolutely. Mainly, we talk about this. Yeah, go ahead. We talk about this all the time. And I completely agree with you. I think that what people don't know is hurting them. And I'm glad that you're going to talk about tips that they can do to actually increase their own awareness regarding their food that they take. I mean, food is... It's everything. If you look up diet in the dictionary, it literally means habitual nourishment. You know, so how in the habit do we nourish ourselves? But if we don't know we're not nourishing ourselves well and we're nourishing ourselves poorly, it's going to take a big toll on our health.
Let me ask you a question, Dr. Holly. If we were to put gasoline mixed with water and sand in our car, how long do you think the car will last?
Yep, you're right. It's a great analogy. Not very long. I think it's gonna have some troubles there.
So that's the same thing with food. If we eat food that have toxins and fillers and they're not nutritious to our body, sooner or later, our body will give in. That's the point I try to make today. And we're around the holidays. Everyone is going to be eating out. Everyone is going to be baking and cooking. So today, I want to emphasize on the first thing is trans fat, and the second thing is high fructose corn syrup, if we have time to go over that.
Yeah, please. So let's do trans fats because, yes, these are a couple things, the high fructose corn syrup and trans fats that the food industry, it's chock full in foods that have labels, right? Real food usually doesn't have a label, and you need to know about them. Okay, so let's talk about these trans fats.
I have a big argument with my youngest sister the other day. She said, why are you telling people about trans fat when I went to the supermarket and on every single label that I look at, it says 0% trans fat.
Right.
So she's like me. So I have to tell her, look, according to the FDA, 0.5 trans fat can be listed as 0% trans fat. Right. So if if the portion per serving portion is has less than 0.5 grams, it is legal to list as 0% trans fat. That's why, as consumers, we have to be very careful when we read the labels. We have to read the fine print. And for those who don't know what trans fats are, like myself, they are hydrogenated oil, partially hydrogenated oil, and vegetable shortenings. Now, let me tell you a story. When I was at USC, I was a poor student because all my money went to tuitions.
Right.
My diet was instant noodles. Every single day, I would eat a bag of instant noodles. Why? Because they're cheap. They're 25 cents a bag
right
at the time. And I was reading the label, and I noticed there's what they call partially hydrogenated oil or hydrogenated oil, and I didn't know what it was, and I just assumed it was just oil.
Right.
As long as it says the word oil in it, I think it's food.
Right, exactly.
So that's the reason why I want America to know, because it happened to me the same way, and I was eating that for many years, and I didn't know why. I wasn't eating a lot, because when I look at the amount of calories, if I just eat one bag, maybe it's 400 or 500 calories, and that's all I ate. But how come I kept gaining weight, and my body was always bloated, and I have all kind of serious illnesses? And then I went into this after college. I would buy microwavable ready meal because I didn't have time. I have to work so hard to earn my living. So I was dieting by buying frozen foods that stated they were under 400 calories.
So when you're looking at those processed foods, whether they're the noodles that you survived on or the quick, convenient, prepackaged foods, you know that they're going to be laden with the two things that you talk about so eloquently in your book, the high fructose corn syrup and also the trans fats. But you do suggest in your book a couple tips, right? Eat fewer fried items and baked desserts for sure. I love when you say, hey, prepare more of your food at home. This is one of the best things people can do to take back control over their nutrients, because guess what? They're going to know exactly what's going in them, right?
Yes. However, there's one thing that they need to pay attention to. Most of us will go to the supermarket, and guess what? We get a frozen pie shell because we either don't know how to make it or it's convenient. And I can bet you the majority of them have trans fat in it.
Right.
It's made with vegetable shortening or hydrogenated oil. So when you try to be healthy, that will mess up your diet right there.
Well, say trans fats in certainly a pre-made pie crust, but boy, everywhere. And think about it on a daily basis. So in chips and pastries and biscuits and donuts and cake mixes and cookies and hot dogs and hamburgers and non-dairy creamers and pizza dough, I mean, pretty much everything. So where can people, this is a really informative book, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but where can people find, where can listeners go to learn a little bit more about you and your new book?
They can go to my website at www.ahbonbon.com, ahbonbon.com. And also my books are for sale at major bookstores.
Okay, so great. So there you have it, folks. Lynn Abonbon, not only why Americans are fat and sick, food made at home, things that the food industry does not tell you. Also, success begins at home, the entrepreneur's guide to start and succeed while staying fit and healthy. Lynn, you do great, great work. You can find her and more about her books, find out more about her and her books at www.ahbonbon, that's ahbonbon.com. Lynn, thank you so much. Folks, we're just trying to help you stay well. This is Dr. Holly Lucille, Mindful Medicine here on Radio MD. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD. Talk to you soon.